The Adventurous Snail, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Andrew Sachs.
Like all snails, Siegfried moved very slowly. Unlike any other snail, he was adventurous. Like many adventurers, he sometimes did rather foolish things, like boarding an aeroplane. Siegfried lived in some rough grass at the edge of one of the runways of a large airport. Deep in the grass, he couldn't see the aircraft that landed or took off close to his home patch, but he could hear them all right. Often he thought he would like to have a look at whatever was making such a noise every 10 minutes or so, every hour of every day. He was curious, which is part of being adventurous, and so early one fine sunny morning he slid out of the grass onto the tarmac of the runway and set off to see what he could find. After an hour, Siegfried had travelled about 2 metres, and by the afternoon he'd reached the middle of the runway. The bursts of noise were much louder now, and the ground shook under his foot, which is what the underneath of a snail is called. Suddenly, there was a terrible blast of sound, very, very close, which made Siegfried stop in his tracks. This was just as well, for one of the huge wheels of a newly landed aeroplane went whizzing past him, missing him by a fraction.
"Oh, what was that?" said curious Siegfried.
He talked to himself a good deal.
"I don't know, but I'll find out," said adventurous Siegfried,
and he turned to follow the direction in which the noise had gone, his slimy trail glistening behind him in the sunshine. Luckily for Siegfried, you need luck if you're adventurous, the aircraft had turned and taxied back towards him before finally stopping for its passengers to disembark, so that it only took the snail another couple of hours to reach it. In fact, he reached one of its wheels, the one on the opposite side to the wheel that had so nearly squashed him. He didn't know that it was a wheel. He didn't know that the rubber mountain he now set out to climb was a tire. He only knew that he was determined, as all adventurers must be, to find out more.